All right, I hope everybody's enjoyed a really nice lunch today. And I'm going to welcome Wendy DeVent back to the microphone to answer some questions. And just to get the ball rolling, Wendy, I'd like to start off by asking if you could just give us a little... I'm sorry, she said go, so I sort of went. Yes, okay. Wendy, just to get the ball rolling, could you tell us how much government support, not necessarily financial, but with resources and cooperation, I guess, you currently are getting?
The Old Man Watershed Council gets a lot of support from the municipal government as well as the provincial government. We have a large grant from the provincial government that covers a lot of our operating costs. But in-kind is where we get the most benefit. We probably receive about $750,000 each year in in-kind support, and that can come in the form of people who will actually go out and take the water quality samples, analyzing those samples, the expertise. I have no history in water management at all or water quality, and so we need those experts to provide that. We get funding from municipalities. We ask each municipality for 30 cents per capita, and we've had quite a few communities contribute through that program. And we also get grants through different various programs for specific projects that we need done. So for our State of the Watershed report, for example, we'll be looking for in the ballpark of $200,000 to get this report completed, and at least half of that will be coming from outside sources for grants and things like that.
Well, Wendy, thanks for your presentation. I would like to get a little more information on, we won't call it a number game, but 50%, you said, the agreement between Alberta and Saskatchewan relative to their supply, their water needs, mm-hmm. but you said that is broken up among Red Deer, Bow River, and Old Man.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen? I mean, you did say if there was more consumption from one river source than the other, it would have an adverse effect perhaps on economic growth. So how does that get determined?
Right. Well, the Alberta government was working and has been working and still is working on their South Saskatchewan River Basin Water Management Plan. So that South Saskatchewan Basin as a whole needs to pass on the 50%. So what they did 5-6 years ago, I'm looking at Luella from Environment who might be able to help me out here, they set up basin advisory councils in the Red Deer, in the Old Man, in the Bow, and also in the South Saskatchewan main stem, so the area around Medicine Hat. And they got these groups working together, individually but also together, to try and figure out what to do with these resources that are coming up to the 50% level. So these groups were working on that. They were giving recommendations to the government, and the government has released a draft water management plan just a few months ago where they've laid out what the restrictions in each basin is going to be. So, for example, they're suggesting that we close the Old Man Basin to future water allocations. I believe they also are suggesting that we close the Bow. So the government has done this, and they've taken it out to the public. They did a number of different presentations, 7 or 8, I believe, across the South Saskatchewan Basin, looking for public input. You could provide input through their website, and I think it just closed, actually. It was sometime in January where the deadline for public response back. So they're going to take all that public feedback, and then they're going to come up with phase 2 of their water management plan. So those groups are all working together. It's not just the government deciding. It's a variety of stakeholders that are all having input into what should be done in their specific basin. Yeah, they do have flow monitoring stations set up to figure out how much water is actually in the basin. And so...